Local autonomy networks, are you...
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, round of applause for just being ready like that. That's amazing. All right, so you only have one slide.
Yes.
Ready? Go.
Hi, my name's Micah Cardenas, and I'm an artist, theorist, and I'm a survivor of sexual violence. And what I want to ask today is, why is it that we have better technology for uploading pictures of our lunch and downloading our favorite TV shows than we do for preventing violence against people? Thanks. So, in response to that question, I'm working on this project called Local Autonomy Networks, or AutoNets for short, AutoNets, and the website is autonets.org. And so AutoNets is inspired by a drive to create networks of communication to increase community autonomy and reduce violence against women, LGBTQI people, people of color, all people who continue to survive violence on a daily basis. So those networks that I'm forming in this project are online and offline, including handmade wearable electronic fashion and face-to-face agreements between people. So I'm working with groups like Queer Youth of Color groups in Detroit, or a sex worker group in Montreal, or a group of artist activists in Bogota, Colombia, to make these devices that will, when activated, they would use mesh networking technology to alert everybody else who's wearing a device that somebody in the network needs help and which direction to go to find that person. So mostly I wanted to do this talk to ask, call for collaborators. So if anybody wants to help work on such things, on safety hacking and safety technology, then come talk to me. So the main part of this project is a line of mesh network clothing with a goal of building networks that don't rely on corporate infrastructure to function, inspired by community-based, anti-racist, prison abolitionist responses to gendered violence, because we all know the police are not our friends. So it's based on wearable electronics, right? It's a new form of electronics that is enabled by threads that have conductive material sewn into them, and I'm using lily pad Arduinos and XB wireless transmitters and LED lights. And initially,
3 minutes.
My idea was 3 minutes past?
No, 3 minutes to go.
3 minutes to go, okay. So initially the idea was to make this line of mesh network clothes that have GPS transmitters in them, which would be an easier technical problem to determine direction that way, right? But when I started talking to groups like sex workers or people in Latin America who were often disappeared by the government, they were like, we don't really want a GPS tracker. We don't really want to transmit our GPS coordinates anywhere. So I've been working instead on trying to figure out how to use just the XBs to determine location information, which I find is a difficult technical issue. So that is something that I would love to have help with. And as we all probably know, governments from Egypt to San Francisco have demonstrated that they're willing to shut down cell phone networks to prevent dissent and protest. So I'm thinking if we have these wearable garments that provide us locative information about where our friends are, we could use them for things like protests when the networks get shut off. Or in ecological or economic crisis, obviously large-scale communication networks fail, and so mesh networking technology could save people's lives. So the idea here is that we cannot depend on corporations anymore to provide our technological infrastructure, our communications infrastructure. And to really change the story about violence, sexual violence, and gendered and racialized violence, so it's no longer seen as an individual problem to be solved by individual people, but seen as a social systemic problem to be solved collectively. Yeah, I actually am under time. So... Oh, so you can come to our panel, Electric Bodies, Impossible Worlds, at 4:30 in Sassamon to learn more about this and see some of the prototypes I've made in action. But the basic idea of this project is something that I call, or that people I work with and I call, science of the oppressed, which is to think about how science could be something else if it weren't based on corporate interests and corporate funding, and to think about how experiences of oppression, like gendered oppression or racial oppression, can be a specific form of knowledge that we can build from and have, you know, unique perspectives and different kinds of technology. And so that we can think about things where, like, why is it that when we think about the future of technology and bodies, since a lot of us in this room think about this, we think about things like contact lenses with computer displays embedded in them, instead of thinking about things like wheelchairs and lipstick and prescribed hormones. Right? I mean, what, if we're thinking about the future of augmented bodies or the future of how we're putting our bodies together with technology, why don't we learn from people who are differently abled or people like me who are transgender who have their bodies permanently biologically modified, or people who are so-called mentally ill who have a different experience of the world. I think we can learn a lot from these people. Thanks for listening.